One of the biggest single property holders we have on this lake, as you know, is Scott's. The greatest risk we have to the lake is Scott's. And I must tell you that the Scott's have come to the party in a way that I find to be absolutely magnanimous. The Scott's have written a letter to all of us, to our Quagga Lakes neighbors, and I will take the time to read this letter because I believe that Doris and Ray are to be thanked way beyond anything I could possibly say. And it says to our Quagga Lake neighbors, as you know, the area has been hit with a big gas rush. There are many angles to be considered. The good news is that it would give us money to repair and update many older buildings we have, and a chance to continue the traditions of Scott's Quagga Lake House for another 100 years. There are many possible negatives that could arise. We have consulted various lawyers, accountants, and people knowledgeable about gas drilling. We've had proposals from 5 different companies who all have safeguards built into their lease agreements. We have added addendums to the agreement trying to limit the time and locations where and when they can drill, and the route they travel, and their trucks have also been addressed. In consideration of our own business and the Lake Colony, we are questioning what to do. It is now quite evident that no matter what we do or how we try to keep the traffic and the problems at a minimum, it's going to happen anyway, since much of the land surrounding the lake and bordering our property has already been leased to various companies, with none of the addendums that we have tried to put in place. Considering this, if we sign with any company, we will have the assurance that they would not drill in any place excepting 3 possible locations, all fairly remote from the lake. Routing the traffic is the big problem, and we will do all that we can at our location. There again, we cannot control what happens with the other companies. Inasmuch as it seems inevitable that we must face the problem, I think that it is best now, our best hope now is to try to establish a good working relationship with the companies involved. I guess we just have to hope that once all the lines are laid and the drilling is done, and the area replanted and brought back to normal, that it won't be too noticeable or objectionable. Ray and Doris, correct me if I'm wrong, Ray. I mean, look at Ray, I'll tell you that. They have said that they have asked them not to drill or pound during the summer months. They have asked them to stay way across on the south end of their property, away from the lake. And they have said that they would do everything in their power to protect the traffic flow from their perspective to the lake to protect our roads. For that, I think we all owe a great deal of gratitude to them. Right.
Hey, I have a moment, please.
Absolutely.
That we spoke today with the company, and they are trying to figure out how they can use the back dirt roads to come and go. And that will be only this company. I don't know what the others will do, but it seems to me that if another way in, it's possible the other companies would do it too.
We would certainly hope.
Yeah. And so they are working on that. And they also said, they told us, that they would have to make these roads capable of carrying their trucks. And then when they leave, if any damage has been done, even though they made them available, then they would have to put them back in better shape than they were when they came.
One of the things that my meeting with Dewey was that they were hoping there would be a back route to the lake, but he didn't know of one and I didn't know of one.
Well, we
and if we do, we'll let him know, because he felt one thing the town could do was to direct the traffic to a specific route. Am I correct there, David? So whatever that is, that would help.
And that's true, then I can show you on the maps we have the different routes.
Well, what they would do is declare the roads to be weight-oriented, weight-regulated, and divert them to a way that they can come in. But he didn't know of an answer at the day we had our long meeting. So, anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all.
Okay. The,